A pleasure to be here. Oh my gosh, what a pleasure to be here. And on this wonderful occasion in which we are receiving someone into the Anglican Communion in the Anglican Church of Canada and are confirming someone. With what a great reading, what a wonderful gospel. Our God is a God of shattered expectations. Our God is a God of shattered expectations. The scene in our gospel for tonight is this. Two followers of Jesus, we think, sad, confused, and downcast, are walking along a road away from Jerusalem and towards a little village called Emmaus. And we don't know much more about Emmaus than that. They are talking about what has happened and that has been all abuzz everywhere. The fact that Jesus, the Messiah, who was supposed to redeem Israel, Jesus who was a person of mighty, a prophet of mighty power and deeds, in word and deed, who was supposed to redeem Israel, that is, who was supposed to help the Jewish people throw off the tyranny of the Roman rule, the fact that Jesus, this Jesus, suffered, was crucified, died, and was entombed instead. They are also talking about, these two are also talking about some women who, when they visited the tomb, claimed that they were told by angels that Jesus was not dead, but was still alive. So there's the confusion. First, the disappointment and the expectation shattered, and now the confusion. They are talking about all these things when a third mysterious person joins them, a person that we know is Jesus. Those who are hearing the story in the scripture know who's Jesus. A third mysterious person joins them on the road, inquiring what their conversation has been about. The two tell him about the disappointing and unsettling and confusing events and all their shattered expectations. But instead of a sympathetic ear, you would think they would get that, their new mysterious companion, whom we of course know as Jesus, chastises them and tells them that the Messiah had to suffer, had to die in order to enter into his glory, and that scripture has been saying these things all along. How could it be that you couldn't have figured it out? And so what this story seems to suggest, at least at this point, is that our God is a God of shattered expectations. The kind of Messiah we have been given is not one who will overthrow all the things that tyrannize us, saving us from the angst and anxiety and, yes, the suffering that comes from being a human being who is fully alive. Rather, our Messiah is one who himself is subject to all the things we are and yet is not overcome by them, finding them instead to be, with God's help, the path of new life. Our God is a God of shattered expectations. Our God joins with us in creating new life in the middle of our shattered expectations, rather than shielding us from them, which is what we would wish our Messiah, it's what I would wish my Messiah would do. As long as I've been at this, I'm still walking on that road, maybe kvetching a little bit about what the Messiah didn't turn out to be. And then there's this second piece in this story about the creation of new life that gives us even more dimension as the gospel story moves on, because there are two pieces here, on the road and then stopping and the breaking of the bread. For after the conversation on the road to Emmaus, after being chastised and enlightened, perhaps, about the Messiah having to suffer, having to die before coming into his glory, the two followers invite their mysterious new companion, whom we know as Jesus, to stay with them, for evening is at hand and the day is past. And you may know that prayer in our prayer book. They invite him to stay with them, even though he seems to be speeding up to go to another place. You would not blame him, perhaps, for that, but Jesus makes the decision to stay with them for the evening. And then somehow, wherever they are staying, and when Jesus blesses and breaks the bread with them, Luke tells us that the two recognize him, realizing that he is risen. So this is the first resurrection appearance in Luke. It happens the day of the resurrection. It's the day the women went to the tomb. They realize that he is risen, that suffering and death do not, will not, have the last word either for the Messiah or for us. That new life, out of shattered expectations, is a reality. And not only is a reality, but the new life is breaking bread with us. That there is a feeding, there is nurture, and there is a feeding in the midst of that. That's what this Messiah brings, is the breaking of bread in the midst of all the confusion and all that was shattered. Tonight, we're receiving one person into the Anglican Church of Canada, into the Anglican Communion, and we're confirming another within the Anglican Church of Canada in the Anglican Communion. When we do this, and it's not just me doing it, it's all of us doing it together in the same way that we would be a part of a baptism, because confirmation and reception is building on what God has done in baptism with people. When we do this, this is what we're doing. We are welcoming them into a community of faith that will witness to them in good times and in bad that all the shattered expectations of their lives will be a place where our God of new possibilities will meet them. And right along with this, we're saying to them, join with us to be a community of new possibilities for those in the world who find their lives shattered, their expectations, and sometimes the very life itself shattered. Join with us, not only as we minister to the shatterings of the world, but as we attempt to co-create with God a world that builds rather than just shatters. So it's not just ministering to the shattered in the world, ourselves being part of it, but against all hope, against all rationality, to be a part of the renewing of the world, not just the shattering of it. That's what we're saying to you, Alex, and to you, Kenny, is remember this about your life and join with us as we try to be this kind of community to the world. So tonight, and I'll pose a couple of wonderings or questions for you, and then I'm going to sit down and let us think about it and then invite your response. Where have you witnessed in your own lives the appearance of a life-giving companion, mysterious perhaps, along your road of shattered expectations? Where do you know that this story is yours, that this is your story, not just the story told by the gospel or Luke? Or where have you seen, with God's help, new life being created out of the shards of that which was broken in the world? Where in your own life? Where have you seen it in the world? Let's take some quiet, and then I'll invite your responses to this or to the reading.